Chapter 9, Ears and Hearing. Boys and girls, today you are going to learn about the sense of hearing. I'm an expert on eyes and vision, but not on ears and hearing. That's why I brought a friend of mine. This is Dr. Audit. She is an ear doctor. She will tell you all sorts of interesting things about your ears. So please welcome Dr. Kim Audit. Hi, can you all hear me? You can? Well then, tell your ears thanks. Your ears work for you all day long. They tune into all kinds of sounds. They help you learn during school. They help you stay safe on the playground. When was the last time you thanked your ears for all the help they give you? Dr. Kwan Siu introduces Dr. Kim Audit. Turn the page. I'm here to teach you about ears and hearing, but I'd like to start by using this drum to tell you about sound waves. Let me give it a couple of taps. A drum is just a thin membrane or skin that's been pulled tight over a frame. When you hit a drum, the membrane begins to vibrate. To vibrate means to move back and forth rapidly. The vibrations of the drum create vibrations in the air. The vibrations in the air are called sound waves. Dr. Audit demonstrates vibration. Turn the page. Now back to your ears. Your ears are made up of three parts, the outer ear, the middle ear, and the inner ear. The part of your ear that you see on the outside of your head is called the outer ear. The outer ear is made of cartilage and fat. The outer ear may look funny, but its shape is a good one for catching sounds. That's really the outer ear's main job, to catch sound and guide them into the middle ear. The outer ear has an opening in it called the ear canal. The ear canal is a tube that lets sound enter your skull. The ear canal is lined with hairs and glands that produce earwax. Earwax helps to protect the ear. It also keeps germs out of your ears. The ear canal leads to the eardrum. The eardrum is a lot like a drum that I brought in today. It has a thin membrane that is stretched tightly across the ear canal. When the sounds reach the eardrum, they make the eardrum vibrate. Outer, middle, and inner ear. Turn the page. The middle ear is made up of three small bones with funny names, the hammer, the anvil, and the stirrup. These bones are named for things they look like. One looks like a hammer, another looks like an anvil, the piece of iron on which a blacksmith bangs hot metal into shape. The last one looks like a stirrup that you put your foot in when you are mounting a horse. These bones are very tiny. The stirrup is the size of a grain of sand. It is the smallest bone in the body. All three bones are very sensitive to sound waves. They vibrate when they are struck by the sound waves, and they pass vibrations to a part in the inner ear called the cochlea. The cochlea is a fluid-filled coil shaped like a snail's shell. It is lined with hairs which are connected to nerves. Sound waves from the middle ear make these hairs vibrate. Then the nerves connected to the hairs send messages to the brain through the auditory nerve. That's how your ears let you hear what I'm saying. Parts of the ear. Turn the page. Hearing is pretty amazing if you think about it. When I hit this drum, the sound waves travel across the room. Some of those waves enter your outer ear and are guided down the ear canal to your eardrum. The sound waves make your eardrum vibrate. The vibrating eardrum makes tiny bones in your middle ear vibrate, and these bones make the tiny hairs in your cochlea vibrate. Then, the nerves attached to these hairs send messages to your brain. All of this happens quicker than the time it just took you to read this sentence. Dr. Audit explains how your ear works.